Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Cashless tolling is finally here.
After years of planning and publication, the Kansas Turnpike will no longer accept cash in any form beginning July 1st. No more stops at toll booths between Wichita and Kansas City. Drivers have two options, either get a K-tag or pay a bill that's mailed to you each time you use the turnpike. However, if you do it that way, you will pay a much higher rate than the K-tag rate. I'm Jared Sorello.
The Kansas State Fair is offering buy one, get one tickets today only until 10 o'clock for people on the fair's mailing list. If you're not signed up, you can do so at kansasstatefair.com. You will receive a promo code. Then you can go back online and click on the BOGO gate ticket option where you will enter the promo code you received. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov/stop.
Hey, this is Carly, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Chicken Minis is the combination of flavors. The first thing I always taste is the honey butter. It gets me going in the morning. The Chicken Minis are phenomenal. The roll is soft, and the chicken is crispy. I never had chicken for breakfast before, but they were so good. I told my mom and sister about them, and now they're a family thing. It's the perfect breakfast bite.
Breakfast starts with Chicken Minis and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Day 7 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is being brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. According to the June 23, 2024 USDA NASS Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report, winter wheat harvested was 53%, well ahead of 17% last year and 25% for the five-year average, and winter wheat mature was 94%, well ahead of 53% last year and 65% average. Kansas winter wheat conditions were rated 8% very poor, 15% poor, 35% fair, 36% good, and 6% excellent. Wheat harvest is just getting started in northwest Kansas, while south central areas are wrapping things up after last week's rains. And variability continues to be the theme of this year's wheat harvest across the state. Mike Jordan of Beloit in Mitchell County got his combines rolling on June 14th and is about halfway done with harvest. He reported a wide range of yields that will probably result in an overall average harvest for the year. And after a year of sparse rain in his area, Jordan was pleasantly surprised as he started cutting, saying the wheat is better than it looks, which is a tribute to the genetics. He's hoping for an average of 50 bushels per acre with conditions of fields on both ends of the spectrum. Some of the lower yielding fields had a delayed start and didn't come up until January. However, luckily, there were some late rains that rescued those fields. Jordan reported proteins ranging from 12% to 15% and test weights around 61 pounds per bushel. And he said his star variety was Westbred's WB4401. To follow along with harvest updates, use hashtag WheatHarvest24 on social media and tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and X to share your harvest stories and photos. While ticks and mosquitoes are a natural part of our environment, it's important to know that some may transmit harmful diseases. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment tracks illnesses caused by ticks and mosquitoes, and as of May 29, 2024, they've received over 200 laboratory reports of tick-borne diseases. Additionally, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has received several reports of tick bites and complaints of high numbers of ticks, which indicates that tick activity and density are increasing and are occurring earlier in the season this year. Numerous tick-borne diseases caused by bacteria are present in Kansas, and all of these tick-borne diseases are transmitted by the Lone Star tick, the most abundant tick in Kansas. In addition to increased tick-borne diseases being reported to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, there have also been increased case reports of West Nile virus, which is a reportable disease. While West Nile virus cases occur every year in Kansas, the concerning trend this year is how early it's being seen, as cases of West Nile virus typically start in late July to early August. However, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has already had two cases of West Nile virus reported. You can visit the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's website at kdhe.ks.gov to learn more about tick-borne diseases, signs and symptoms specific to each disease, tick bite prevention, and tick distribution. The CDC also has additional information about vector-borne diseases on their website at cdc.gov. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan is encouraging job seekers and employers searching for new talent to participate in the June virtual statewide job fair hosted by KansasWorks. The job fair will be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, June 26. The virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in the virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. And to register, you can visit kansasworks.com/events and click on the link. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today. And follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
Colby Community College conferred 260 degrees and certificates on May 17th during the 59th annual commencement ceremony at the Colby Event Center. Regional graduates include in Norton County for Associate of Applied Science from Norton, Clint Hammond and Jessica Porter, for Associate of Science from Norton, Jessica Porter, and receiving certificates from Almena, Andromeda Husserman, Aurora Husserman and Catherine Stanley, and from Norton, Daniela Arndt, Hunter Kraft, Nathaniel Kraft, Regan Musquez, Amber Peterson, and Faith Smith. According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, June 17th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste presented to the commission a demolition application from the City of Almena. The property has been inspected by Ted and approved with specific instructions to remove household waste and trash before the demo. The demolition application was approved. Ted reported that the test well samples were delivered and wells that are being tested with filters are passing the specifications required. Preliminary plans for the MS expansion pit, subcell 2 and 3, were discussed. And after discussion, the commission agreed to move forward with having BG consultants send out specs and open the project to bids. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development presented the proposed 2025 budget. The budget was then reviewed with an explanation from Dallas on the changes made to line item expenditures. Carrie Laughlin with the Norton Road Department reported that PENCO has approved the bridge file with the county, stating everything is up to date. Chairman Beidler reported to Terry that he has had a request to review the weight limit on Bridge OS-83 on Road BB, and a discussion was also held on the hiring of a part-time truck driver for the purpose of gravel hauling. The county has had a request to share an employee that could fill this position with proper notification and timing, and the commission approved the request. Terry reported that the blade operators are working on roads getting prepared for harvest. Terry also reported that with the new blades being tried on the motor graders, each machine will keep track of roads or miles to see which has the best performance. A discussion was held on staffing, and it was decided that ads will be placed for shop and office help, and a discussion was also held on road supervisor. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the June 10, 2024 County Commissioner Minutes, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. The Commission reviewed the 2025 proposed budgets submitted by departments, and then, with no further business before the Board, the meeting was adjourned until June 24th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Hey there, DIY enthusiasts. Tackle those spring and summer projects and head on down to Cowpoke Supply in Norton, your one-stop shop for all your home improvement needs. From gardening tools to patio furniture, they've got everything to spruce up your outdoor space. And don't forget about those indoor projects, too. With their wide selection of paints, tools, and expert advice, you'll be turning your home into a dream home in no time. Visit Cowpoke Supply today, where spring and summer projects are a breeze.
Coombs Trucking knows rural roads can be hazardous during harvest season and wants to remind motorists to watch out for harvest crews and trucks, combines, and other equipment entering and exiting roadways. From the staff at Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, 60 years of excellence. You can visit CoombsInc.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. This week brings another drop in condition ratings for corn and soybeans. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
Both corn and soybeans are starting to enter reproductive phases of development.
USDA's chief meteorologist Mark Busberg says nationally, we've got 4% of the corn crop in the silking stage, and that's not much, just a tad more than average.
But we are starting to see some of the key producers' crops in those areas entering reproduction. Indiana and Illinois were both 1% silking this week, and Missouri was 13% silking.
Meanwhile, condition ratings for corn have taken a little bit of a hit.
We were at 69% good to excellent this week. That's down 3 points from last week, but it's still well above last year's 50%.
And ahead of the five-year average of 62%. Also, early planted soybeans coming along now. Nationally, 8% of the crop is in the blooming stage. 67% of the bean crop rated good to excellent. A 3% drop during this past week. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And as far as Kansas is concerned, the crop rated in corn, 62% good to excellent, down a point from last week. 32 fair, 6% poor to very poor. Soybean condition rating, 72% good to excellent. That's unchanged from last week. 24 fair, 4% in the poor to very poor category. 97% of the state's corn crop has emerged, 11% silking. 92% of the Kansas soybean crop has been planted, equal to last year. 86% of the state's sorghum crop has been planted, and 1% of the crop has headed. Sorghum crop rated 58% good to excellent. Up 5 points from last week, 37 fair and 5% poor to very poor. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife Jenny developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Jenny did too, and I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Slightly cooler temperatures and a little bit less humidity coming up on Wednesday and Thursday. But in the meantime, we'll stay in the upper 90s and low 100s through this afternoon. We have a heat advisory covering most of the state for high temperatures and high relative humidity. The heat index over the eastern and central counties could hit 105 this afternoon. A cold front is on the way, and ahead of that, with all the moist air available, we'll have a chance of some severe weather for parts of our state this afternoon and evening. Still warm tomorrow, but most of our state should stay out of the 100s and the humidity will be a little bit lower. On the map, upper-level high pressure is still in place over the southwest, but we do have some moist air getting into Kansas. A surface low pressure trough is over western Kansas, and that could generate some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Then this evening and overnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a few of those could turn severe in our northeastern counties with mainly damaging wind. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible just about statewide from midday into the afternoon tomorrow. Then that cold front starts moving into northern Kansas. It'll be slightly cooler with a little bit less humidity. The front should sweep through Kansas tomorrow evening, taking some more of the humidity with it, but temperatures will stay in the 90s. Our next big cool down comes in over the weekend. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low 100s with mid to upper 60s for the overnight hours. North central, upper 90s to low 100s, and tonight we're in the low 70s. Mid to upper 90s northeast and upper 60s and low 70s for tonight. Low 100s southwest, upper 60s for the overnight lows. South central, 100 to 105 for the afternoon, and tonight we'll dip into the low 70s. Mid to upper 90s southeast and mid 70s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.